Can Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon, and welcome to Connecting Caregivers, the show where you can find help and hope. With me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, with love, laughter, and lessons learned, because you know I got plenty of all that stuff. And we have Vaughn on the board today. Hey, Vaughn.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You going to be having a nice 4th of July?
I am, of course.
Good.
Starting early.
Little barbecue?
Oh, everything. We got the whole nine tonight.
It's all good. And we have Lynn with us. Hey, honey, how are you?
I'm good, Slugger. How are you doing?
You see, like, I got my sunglasses on today because I had a little fall this week and I have a big black eye. So today I'm going to be like a movie star.
You should see the other guy on the sidewalk. Poor you, Lenny.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a good thing you can't go too many places. People won't see it.
Yeah. Yes, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
And it's the 4th of July today.
Yes, I'm very excited about that.
And are you letting off fireworks?
No, some people probably in the neighborhood will be. I'll just listen to their fireworks. Yeah, I've never been a big fireworks person anyway.
No, me either. I'm a little afraid of them.
Yeah, I'm afraid of enough stuff. I don't need to be adding in some more stuff for me to be afraid of.
There you go. So tell me about your new listeners.
Oh, we have Barbie from Sarasota. And we have BJ from Largo, and we have Kathleen from Bel Air.
Oh, welcome, lady.
Yeah, and we have a bunch of other new people that are checking out what we're doing, because this week, the Tuesday tip, I do a
How
Tuesday
many?
Tip. It was over 7,000 people viewed it. So
wow.
I hope the listeners that haven't checked in on the Tuesday tips will check in. I give it every Tuesday morning on YouTube and also on Facebook, or you can go to lindaburhans.com and see any of the tips or any of the radio shows.
Yeah, I liked your photo on Facebook today because I didn't get one.
Oh, I didn't send you one. I'm sorry.
That's okay, but I'm okay.
I get a little neglectful sometimes.
Well, you know, I'll talk to you early this morning anyway. If I don't call in, then you worry.
Exactly.
All right, sweetheart. Well, have a good show, and
I'll see you later.
Speak at you later.
Okay, okay.
Right.
Bye. So, we have some great people on the show today. We have Christine Hamacker and Linda Goldman from Sages, which is Plays with Purpose, and we also have Maureen Rulison and Brian LeBlanc. We are Dementia Strong. But before we tune into any of our guests, I wanted to once again ask you to please check on a neighbor. Please check on a family member, someone you haven't heard from in a couple weeks. You think everything is okay, but and I hope everything is okay, but it might not be. I heard from another dementia coach this week about two more suicides, and that really concerns me. So just think about it. Everybody has somebody they can check on. It just takes a couple of minutes or a phone call or whatever, so please do that. Also, Gary Barg was on the show a couple weeks ago, and he sent me a couple of copies of his new book, You Are Not Alone, Real World Solutions from Family Caregivers, Lessons Learned from 120,000 Caregivers at the Fearless Caregiver Conferences. Great, great information in here. And we're going to give a book away today. So if you call in, if you're the fifth caller, if you call in to 727-441-3000, you can win a book. So what, do we have any of our callers on the line yet, Vaughn? Okay, I'm sure they will be any second. Another thing I want you to think about this week, which somebody brought to my attention the other day. When you say something to your loved one with dementia, and maybe you got a little antsy or whatever, or you're just a little overwhelmed, and sometimes we tend to, not intentionally, but say something that's not so nice or talk a little too loudly to them, do me a favor, just say you're sorry. Some people think because the person has dementia and they really don't remember it from one minute to the next, many things that happened, that you don't have to say you're sorry. You do have to say you're sorry, because no matter what, people know what feelings are. your loved one feeds off your feelings. So if you said something that's not so nice, say you're sorry, apologize. It's just a couple of words that can make all the difference in the world. So we are ready for our first guest. Hello. Hello?
Hey, Linda.
Hi, Christine. Hi, how are you? Hi, Linda. How are you?
Doing good, honey. Thank you for this invitation. We appreciate it.
Oh, I'm glad. Yeah. You know, we have to get the continue the good work we're doing and getting the news out there any way we can for our caregivers.
Absolutely.
So I'm very happy that you girls could be on the show today. So first of all, before I'm going to ask you any questions, just give us a general description of what SAGES is and what Plays With Purpose are for people that haven't heard about it yet.
Okay, so SAGES stands for Seniors Actors Guild and Education Services, and we are a nonprofit community theater organization that is committed to bringing plays with purpose to the community. Plays with Purpose are an engaging and educational tool for raising awareness on issues faced by older adults and empower people to positive action by mixing comedy and drama to stir compassion and inspire advocacy. So it's a very long description for the fact that we want to motivate people to do good things, and we want to show seniors that they can stay independent, and we want to celebrate what it means to age.
Well,
we learn all this in a fun way, Linda, through a live play.
Exactly.
So it's really fun.
I love it when I go to those plays because I always have a laugh, but you always see people in the audience have that aha moment. That, my goodness, maybe this is something I should be taking care of. Or, that kind of seems like me up there.
Yes, they make that decision for themselves. We don't lecture. They come to that understanding all by themselves.
And that's a wonderful way to teach. That's a wonderful way to teach because people feel very comfortable about it. So how has the COVID affected everything now?
Well, our spring season was canceled, obviously, so we shifted focus rather quickly to how we could get the message for our first Play With Purpose, Denying Gravity, the one about fall prevention.
Right.
We wanted to get that into senior living communities, independent communities that needed the message. So we have partnered with Pinellas EMS 911 to get a list of all the top 100 callers to 911 in 2019 with the top calls, you know, that are associated with falls. And we started first by putting our play, Denying Gravity, on our website for free for people to view for the last 4 months. And that is still up there until midnight tomorrow. So if you haven't seen it, you can go there, and then midnight tomorrow it comes down.
Okay.
So we are hoping a lot of people will see that. We've seen probably at least 500 views.
Great.
And the next thing is we're working with some wonderful grant organizations, the Pinellas Community Foundation, Senior Citizen Services, and also Pinellas EMS 911 are working with us to provide kits to these communities. And they're sanitizable, and they'll be able to show the DVD and have a guided discussion in small groups and pass the kit, you know, from group to group. And our hope is that that will also get the message out as best we can until we can bring together some small audiences with safe distancing.
Yeah, yeah. And statistics have shown that these plays, especially Denying Gravity, has made a difference.
Absolutely, yeah. Linda, you want to talk to her about how much?
Well, we're very proud of that. We knew it would make a difference, but Lori Collins of EMS, 911 EMS, she collects the data. And for the first time ever in 2018, when we first began doing Denying Gravity, there was not a growth in the number of calls for seniors who fell. That they exceeded like 26,000 calls a year in Pinellas County and had been going up prior to this every year at least 10%. And then this was the first year that it stopped and also decreased a little bit, too. But the fact that it reversed the trend wherever we performed this play had an effect was just so gratifying. It is a lot of work to do these plays, and we love it, and our actors love it. But the main thing is if we can, one thing I'm most proud of is if we can just change attitudes, like one of our lines of dialogue is using a cane or a walker for balance does not make me look weak. It makes me look wise.
Yes.
And we want our older generations to take pride in the fact they're smart. They're preventing falls.
They are smart. And you know what it is? It's nice to say, oh, we're going to do this play and we hope it makes a difference. But statistics don't lie. Mm-hmm. The numbers are right there, exactly. And that's unbelievable. And if you know, one person went and saw that show and went home and got rid of their throw rugs or you know, or something else, that makes a difference in a fall.
Yes, and with our live performances, it's wonderful to have the audience feedback immediately after the show and hear the stories and see their emotions stirred up. So now, you know, we have to rely on the fact that if people do watch the video, that maybe they'll send us a comment or two, or they'll get on our email list and let us know that it has affected them. We still want those messages. It keeps us going. And
oh, you need that feedback. You know, last month I did a presentation that was supposed to be live, and it was via Zoom. Well, you know me, Christine. I don't stand still. Now I got to sit in front of a screen. Now I crack a joke. Nobody laughs. You know, I say, give yourselves a round of applause. I don't hear anything. So it was challenging.
It really is. And our actors, this means a lot to them. They not only love their craft of acting, they love knowing that they're making a difference.
Yeah, yeah. So,
and Linda, I have to say, I learned with Zoom that I talk with my hands.
Yeah, me too.
My hands are all over the place on Zoom.
Me too. So, Linda, tell me about the new play, Phony Baloney.
Well, our new play is on scams that target seniors. And the name Phony Baloney, obviously Phony Baloney, is based on the fact that more scam attempts, fraud attempts, take place by phone, four times as many and as any other method. And we, my age group, since I'm 74, I can be in this group too.
Uh-huh.
We are so accustomed to when the phone rings, that's a wonderful thing. Someone is calling us,
right.
a friend, a neighbor. We hear that phone ring and we want to go answer it as quickly as possible. Like if it rings more than twice, it's rude to the person
right.
trying to call us or whatever. So we kind of have to raise awareness that we need to be a little more skeptical of phone calls. When the phone rings, for example, if we don't know who's calling, and many of us, if they have an older phone, won't know at all,
right.
Don't answer that call unless you know who's calling, because as soon as you do, someone has an opportunity to abuse your trust.
Right.
Start talking to you, and gee, isn't it nice someone's paying attention to me, especially if we're alone and isolated. We want to hear the human voice.
Oh, yeah.
So it's easy to think of this as a friendly voice on the phone and let our guard down. So we have to, our goal in the play, we have a group of seniors who come together and they share experiences, and there's laughter again, but there's also seriousness. And we want to very much have seniors like myself be aware when that phone rings, we can't even trust caller ID.
Right.
Caller ID can be spoofed. We have to be prepared when we
right.
answer the phone. Be prepared. If we answer that phone, be prepared to hang up. And don't think of it as rude. If something doesn't sound right,
think of it as protecting yourself. Yes.
That's right. It's your phone. You don't want to let that phone be used against you.
Well, and there's a whole bunch of new scams now with COVID. I mean, there's new scams every day.
Absolutely. Yeah, Linda expertly wove in about 10 scams in this play. And we saw, you know, one of our sponsors is AARP, and they did a whole spread on this in one of their recent magazines. There are just so many. So, you know, the best thing, I think, to remember, one of the great lines of the play is, caller unknown, don't answer the phone.
Yeah.
And I have to tell my mom this all the time. The phone rings. I can be right there. We can see on the TV who's calling. It's not a number we know. She still wants to pick it up. So she's curious.
Yeah.
Why are they calling me?
And she's been picking it up for 70 years. You know,
exactly.
it's a habit.
Exactly.
That phone rings, I want to pick it up.
The advice definitely is don't pick it up, because now there's a whole network of businesses for fraud. And they, you know, if the phone gets picked up, then it moves to another list. If someone
right.
actually talks to them, it moves to another list. it's more dangerous to pick it up than it is not to.
Yeah.
And even being polite is a clue to these scammers that if they call back and just talk as fast as they can, you won't want to be rude and interrupt them. You know, you'll let them keep talking, and who knows, they can confuse you or
right.
saying, oh, no, thank you. Well, gee, what a polite person. That's a hint. Yes. And your voice may tell your age, definitely may tell your gender. This is all information in addition to the fact that the number is valid. So just
right.
don't answer the phone if you don't know who's calling.
Yes.
So, Christine, how have these scams against seniors affected caregivers?
Oh, my. Well, you know, our caregivers, we want to be aware every second of what our loved one is doing, but we can't. And we may or may not be there 24 hours a day.
Right.
If you're a professional caregiver with clients or you're a personal caregiver with a loved one, you are worried about your loved one getting caught in a scam or responding to someone getting wrapped up in it.
Right.
For instance, I was speaking to a deputy in Hillsborough County about a senior living community over there just this week. Four seniors fell for a grandparent scam, and tens of thousands of dollars were given away. Someone actually came to their door.
Oh, my God.
This is not made up, and these are not dumb people. They're just trusting and caring.
And scared when you think something happened to your grandchild.
Exactly. And so as caregivers, we have to know that when we are not with our loved one right next to the phone, that we've at least trained them not to answer the phone. We have to let them know about all these different scams. A lot of folks...
Well, maybe when we go to mom's house, too, if we're not there all the time, maybe we need to check that answer machine and stuff or her cell phone and see who's calling her, because
absolutely.
She may be talking and I don't even know it.
You can get on, you know, call block lists and that sort of thing, but more important than anything is to tell them not to answer the phone. And if you want to know more about all the different scams, again, I direct you to AARP. They have a Fraud Watch network. And they have so much information out there. It is great for caregivers to go there and get it and discuss it with their clients and their loved ones and help keep them safe.
Yeah, yeah. And if you feel like you did talk to a scammer out there, please report it. Don't feel embarrassed that you did something wrong or, you didn't make a good decision. Just report it, because the more it gets reported, the more we can take care of it.
Exactly.
That's excellent advice. Excellent, because older adults are the least likely of any age group to report fraud or even losing money. It's like
embarrassing.
I should know better. It's embarrassing. Yes,
right.
You're right, and that's very important.
And the thing is, too, and if I fell for one of those scams and I did something, well, then maybe I'm going to lose my independence after that, because maybe my kids think I can't take care of myself then.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole a whole little avalanche of things there.
Exactly. But instead, we need to look at it as, hey, if we're going to call attention to it and we're going to report it, we're taking back the control. We're going
right.
to take it away from the scammers, and they're not going to be able to do it to your neighbor.
Right.
Or, your friend down the street. So we have to take back the control. Anyone, any age, can fall victim to scammers.
Yeah.
So
scammers are smart, unfortunately.
Exactly. Exactly. And so we just want people to know, that this is out there. And that's the joy and the content and the impact of Linda's play. Sony Bologna is going to be available too, and we want people to go to our website and look at how they can bring this to their community and start the discussion and keep it going and make sure we're being very open about this.
Yes, knowledge is power.
Don't be embarrassed. Get mad.
Yeah.
That's what
don't
we
get
want.
Mad. Get mad.
Get mad.
Another one of your lines.
Exactly. So what are your suggestions for isolation with people right now? Linda, you want to talk to me about the old mother skit?
Well, yes. Zoom. We mentioned Zoom when
yeah.
we started this conversation. Do I like Zoom? Well, no, but it definitely has its benefits. I'd rather be talking with you in person right now,
right.
As a matter of fact. But Zoom does have its benefits. But people in my age group are a little afraid of technology.
Mm-hmm.
A little leery of it. So anyway, I wrote this little skit. It's just 5 minutes, and it's on our website, so you can go to the website and view it.
Okay.
It's about a grandma who wants to do this, but she's really feeling lonely. She doesn't go out anymore. She doesn't have the birthday brunch at Burger King with her friends, you know, or matinee movies.
Right.
So she's feeling isolated. And her daughter is trying to help her by setting up a laptop with Zoom. And no, there's all this resistance. But you know what always overcomes that is a grandchild.
Oh, yeah.
The opportunity to see a grandchild and interact, even if it's on screen.
Yes.
It's just kind of a way to overcome some isolation, particularly on Zoom, because you not only hear them, like, we do now.
Right.
You can see that, especially a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's, you know, we have a family Zoom call now every Sunday with our family. And we have a month-old baby that's, you know, in the Zoom, and the three-year-old baby, and it's absolutely wonderful.
Yes.
And I think that will continue, hopefully, after this COVID passes.
You know, it's not just an older age group. I mean, this is for all the caregivers out there, too. We're so busy all the time taking care of people. We don't think about this. And if you're just using text or email, or if you do have time for a phone call, that's one thing. But to actually see someone, see their expression, see their smile, look them in the eye, is really, really important. You know, isolation can lead to depression.
Yep.
And we need those hormones stirring in us. And if we're not going to get them right now with COVID, by getting a hug from someone or touching them or getting together with them, then we can at least see them. And when we see them, then those endorphins are going to start stirring up and the oxytocin levels are going to rise.
Yep.
This is going to help us feel better. It's so important.
Well, Christine, you know my stepmother, Heidi. So she lives in New York City, and her and a bunch of her friends go to the theater once a week. They call themselves the Cheesecake Chicks. And so they go and they have a piece of cheesecake and a mimosa before the show. Well, now they're not able to go to any shows. They would go every week. And their favorite show is, what is it? Jersey Boys. They've seen it everywhere. And so they started making their own videos. My stepmother's over 80 years old, and she's dancing to Frankie Valli and everything, and they're emailing them to each other.
That's fantastic.
It's so cool. It's so cool.
It is.
So there's a lot that's scary about keeping things private and then it being on the internet or having a video. But, you know, we're smart. We know how to keep things safe. And if you're sending them to the people that you love and you're being safe about how they're, coded or whatever it is, it's a nice way to connect.
Yeah.
And we have to remember that connection is super, super important, and don't put it off. There's all kinds of video chat memes out there right now that are free.
Yep.
And, you know, we need to take advantage of it and stay close that way. We
definitely
do a video call with our Sages group. We did a happy hour one time, and that was
great.
So much fun just to see everybody, and we're going to be doing another one. It's important.
All right, we got to get wrapping up. So how can we help Sages continue their work?
Oh, my goodness. Just spread the word.
Okay.
Please become an advocate of the themes that we embrace and support our plays. You can go to our website, Sages, SAGES, Theater, theater.org. Email us. Call us. Call Linda, 727.
We want your stories. Go ahead. Now you can tell my number, but I want your stories when you call.
727-536-7076. If you talk to Linda, you could be in a play.
Yes.
It just happens. You know?
All righty.
And we want communities all over the country to benefit. So today's about celebrating independence. This is what we do every day. Help seniors stay independent. Spread the word about Sages and be safe.
Thanks so much, ladies. I'll talk to you soon. All the information will be on my website.
Wonderful.
Thank you
so much, Linda, for all you do.
No problem. Have a delicious day. And now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away.
Thank you.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. so I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents and they can help yours too.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
So we just had a winner of the book, so you guys can stop calling in. It was like really getting crazy there for a while, and for some reason my Facebook screen here is black, but it looks like on my phone that it's working just fine, so I guess that's all good. So we have a winner here, and her name is Kathy Robinson. So we'll be sending out the book to her this week. So thank you so much. So I think that was really interesting talking to the ladies about the scams that are going on, because there's a lot of stuff we really need to pay attention to. And I know when I make a mistake and do something that's a little silly sometimes, I'm kind of embarrassed to admit that I did it. But we're all the same. We're all the same. You know, that's what I say all the time, even when I speak. I say we're all the same schmoes. We all want to be liked. We all want to be loved. We want a roof over our head. We want some food on the table. We may have different hobbies. We may have different interests. But basically, we are all exactly the same. And when you realize that we're all exactly the same, that opens up so many new doors for you. Years ago, I was in this networking group. And I remember one day a woman came in. It was a professional women's networking group. And this woman came in, and she was an astrologer. And I thought to myself, an astrologer? I don't know if that's really kind of fits in with that group. She was very nice. Well, as I was driving home from the meeting that day, I thought to myself, who the heck are you, Linda, to judge anybody? Really? So I went home and gave myself a little punishment. I wrote down 300 times, I will not judge anyone. Went down on the beach, did a little ceremony, burned it. And the next day I started meeting absolutely, positively fabulous people every minute. And I continue to. So we're all the same. And please don't judge anyone. So our next caller is, I am so excited to be talking once again with Brian LeBlanc and Maureen Rulison. They were on the show a few weeks ago. And I think they're on the line right now, right? Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Joyful and grateful.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah, I'm glad. So I'd like you to tell, is Brian there too?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi, Brian.
Hi.
So for our listeners that didn't hear before, or our listeners that don't know yet, can you tell them what We Are Dementia Strong is?
Well, the basic premise is to advocate and educate for persons living with dementia and their care partners, both family and professional. But if it's okay with you, Linda, I wanted to read the meaning of our logo.
Please.
I think it tells it the best. We use the color purple because it represents the color of Alzheimer's disease awareness and dementia awareness. The word we means all of us, working together toward a common goal, the goal of a world that understands and embraces people of all abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Strong because society as a whole thinks of persons living with dementia as weak, needy, and incapable. We fight every day to dispel this myth and stigma. Strong because whether you are a person living with dementia, family care partner, or a professional care partner, you have more strength than you know and need a consistent refilling of that strength. Most of all, we, the individuals you care for day in and day out, thank you for all that you do.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. I mean, I think it's so important that we get the word out that people with dementia are not weak. You know, why people think that, I don't have any idea. I think what the two of you are doing together is going out really and educating people of what it's like to have dementia and what it's like to live with someone that has dementia. Because many times people won't talk about it. They just won't talk about it. And I think the more we talk about it, the better it's going to be. I know we're working together to see if we can do some presentations via Zoom and live presentations as you know, as things open up. But I think it's so important.
Well, you see, that's another reason why we formed We Are Dementia Strong, because so many people, so many people have heard from the medical profession as far as talking about the people that live with a dementia-related illness. And seldom was the voices from people like me that live with a dementia-related illness can talk about their struggles, their strength.
Their feelings.
And what's that?
Your feelings.
Yes. That. And then, but also with what we're doing is we're giving the perspective from the person living with dementia,
mm-hmm.
and also from the care partner.
Right.
And, you know, the care partners are, in my estimated wonderful opinion, are the heroes of the dementia world, because without them, we would have a lot more struggles than what we would normally have if they were not in our lives.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful every day for Maureen being with me, because it's life-changing.
Yeah, and you know,
Linda, I love what you said earlier, because you know that my motto is that care partners first deserve grace and forgiveness from themselves,
mm-hmm.
and from other people. But when you say something wrong, do something wrong, snap, or short-tempered, just say I'm sorry.
Right. You're allowed to make a mistake. You're allowed to have, you know, nobody's perfect. No, especially in this deal. Nobody's perfect. And, you know, I just wanted to mention one thing, Brian, when you started saying that. You know what really kills me? people will bring their loved one into a doctor's office that has dementia, and the doctor doesn't even talk to that person. They just talk to the caregiver, like that, the care partner, like they're the only one in the room.
Maybe I should record the next time we visit a doctor's office and let you hear when the doctor starts asking Maureen questions. She'll tell them.
Yeah. Well,
you know, you can ask Brian. He understands what you're saying. And
yeah, dementia doesn't make you deaf.
Huh?
Dementia doesn't make you deaf.
No, exactly. Exactly. And depending upon what stage you're in, and for me, it depends upon what day, because I could, you know, be in a fog.
Either good days and bad, yeah. And,
right. If I'm in a fog, then, you know, that's when Maureen helps me out to say things and get my messages across. But, she does an awesome job in directing their attention back to me, because I can answer the question, but if I can't, she's there to answer for me.
Yeah, Linda, you know, as all this COVID things have been going on, and we've been watching on TV when the politicians are up speaking and they've got the deaf interpreter standing next to them.
Yeah.
I'm reminded whenever I'm in a doctor's appointment with Brian of that situation. Nobody is looking except for the persons who are living with hearing impairment. No one's actually looking at the deaf interpreter. They're looking at who's speaking.
Right.
And if you've ever had a situation where you have a deaf interpreter, they will tell you, don't talk to me, don't look at me, look at this person. And I've become that one.
That's a very good analogy. And this is, Maureen, I'm so glad that you're doing this, and I'm so glad that you're out there and you're vocal about this, because some care partners just aren't sure what to do. They just really don't know what to do. They have a lot of fear. They have a lot of, you know, they're just not sure. And you guys are out there, and I think that makes such a difference.
Well, you know, from my perspective, if you are someone that in a relationship, okay, let's just put it that way, and your partner develops Alzheimer's disease.
Right.
There's no, you know, if you don't have any type of connection with someone that you saw, or that you knew or loved, that went through, along this journey, it's like mountain climbing.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to slip, you're going to, you know, fall down a couple of spaces, but then the more your drive and your feelings for that person, you can climb higher and higher and higher.
And the more education you get.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Just the people that come to the support groups, I've seen it when it's live, and I even seen it on Zoom. I mean, all of a sudden they just go, oh, I didn't realize I could do it easier that way. Or I thought I was the only one that's going through this. That makes a world of difference.
And, you know, the grace and the forgiveness for certain, but Brian and I have a motto that, and remember, we're dealing in the dementia world, but we know that this applies across the board to anyone who is a care partner and part of a care partner team. Whatever it is, the diagnosis or the stage of life that's causing you to be in this particular relationship on this journey is too heavy to carry alone.
Yeah.
And Brian and I promise to carry this together. We know that sometimes on one day he may be carrying everything and I may not, mm-hmm. and vice versa. But then we also had to add to that we needed to have people we could hand it off to hold for a little while.
Exactly. It takes a village. It takes
yes,
a village.
Yes, it does.
And
it's
not just people that are living with dementia that need a support group.
Right.
The care partners need their own support group.
Yes.
So that they can feel free to talk about issues that maybe they don't feel like talking about in front of their person.
Right. And maybe that they don't think anybody else understands.
Right.
But now they're with somebody that's in the same boat.
Exactly.
You know, I had a woman come into a support group when we were still doing them live a few months back. And she came in and she had a frown on her face and she said, my doctor told me I need a support group. I said, welcome. And everybody was very welcoming to her. And then she goes, so what do you do here? So I said, we share ideas and resources. We have a shoulder to cry on. We have some laughs. And we try to share tips. And she goes to me, give me a tip. I go, what? She goes, give me a tip. I said, all right, I'm going to give you a tip. I don't know if it's appropriate for you, but here's my tip. If your loved one has to go to the doctor's on Friday, don't tell him on Monday. Because he's going to be asking you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday about going to the doctor's. And she says to me, oh my goodness, the other night my husband was up at 3:30 in the morning, all dressed, sitting on the bed, waiting to go to the doctor's. She slapped her hand on the table. She said, I think I'm going to like this group.
Amen.
Tell them about last night.
So last night around 3:30 in the morning, Brian wakes bolt straight up in the bed and says, Maureen, Maureen. And I said, what? Because, you know, I'm startled out of sleep. He goes, Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Laid down, went to sleep. I have to tell you something. When I couldn't get back to sleep after that, I almost took him out and put him on Belcher Road. But I figured I'd have to stand out there waiting for somebody to pick him up, and I was in my jammy. So.
Yeah, sometimes things happen. Sometimes.
I have no idea. I have no idea where that came from. I have no recollection of it. Even if I did, I don't think I would admit it.
I was going to say, you sound like you're...
Yeah, especially Humpty Dumpty. What were you doing?
I have no recollection of saying that.
Sounds a little funky to me.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I got to tell you, Linda, I'm so looking forward to what we're going to do together, because you bring a perspective into this equation that is imperative, and that is directing the caregivers to look for support, and you provide support and the tips. I use your tip almost every time we speak to care partners about having a list of things you can use help with.
Yeah,
available.
That's a huge one. That's
and then
just
we
a huge
add,
one.
I add after that, you know, I want care partners to think about the person that they're helping, the person they're doing the journey with, and how often they have to accept help and how hard it is for them to accept help. And if we don't model the behavior that we're expecting them to accept from us,
right,
by reaching out for help and accepting it, then we're not very good models at that.
No, we're not. And you know what? When people say, oh, I feel weak asking for help. No, you're strong asking for help. Strong people ask for help, and it's okay to ask for help. And when, you know, I've said this story before, but I'm going to say it again. You know, when my mom passed away, I met a friend in the supermarket. She said, how you doing? And I said, I'm doing okay. And she said to me, I'm sick of hearing that from you, Linda. She said, when you took care of your mother, you stole my joy. I said, what? She said, I could see you swimming in quicksand, and every time I asked to help you, you said, no, I'm okay. She said, you stole my joy. So think about that, people out there that are listening. Don't steal your friend's joy. When they say they want to help you, or they want to come over and play cards with your loved one, or they're going to mow your lawn or whatever, say thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Because you know what it's
everybody needs help.
Right.
Everybody needs some sort of assistance, whether they admit it or whether they don't, or
right,
whether they don't realize that they need it.
Right.
It's hard, though. You know, even for me, I'm hard-headed. And Maureen has other names for me, but I won't repeat those on radio.
And I don't say I'm sorry after I do.
But yeah, you know, because I feel that I can do anything.
Yeah.
And then I try. Now, I do reach a point now where I know when I need assistance.
Okay.
Used to be a time where I didn't.
Okay.
And that would result in huge, and this was before Maureen, when I was living by myself, and I was like a maniac. I would be screaming and crying and just everything, because I just felt
Because you
I
feel so out
lost.
Of control.
Yeah, yeah.
You just,
and she has brought a lot of control into my life. She has brought just, she lets me be me to a certain extent, and then she'll call me out on it if I'm not
and that's okay.
doing things the right way. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
In the moment, it ticks me off, but then later on, I realize why she did it.
Right.
Okay, but let's be honest. Brian does the same for me. He calls me out when I'm not doing things right.
Which is good, because, you know, like a lot of people with dementia or live with dementia, they're afraid to say something to the person that's taking care of them. You know, I always say, caregivers, get yourself some respite care, because your person is sitting in the chair going, will you please give me a break? But they don't want to say it to you, because then you might not come back or something. So, but truthfully, none of us are perfect. And you know what? If I'm doing some things that aren't so good as a caregiver, as a care partner, I want somebody to tell me that.
Yep. Most of the time I do, too. Notice most.
Yeah, well, you are human, aren't you?
She is human. But, you know, when you live with a doer, you know, she runs her own business.
Yeah.
And she does so many things that she's always been that type of person. Well, when she starts being a doer with me, I react sometimes. Because I want to do it.
Right.
I want to do it myself. I want to see if I can do it myself. And she never, ever comes back and says, I told you so. Now let me help you.
Right.
She will sense my frustration.
I think it.
Oh, yeah, I know she thinks it.
Well, but the other part is, too, I see people that are care partners with someone with dementia, and they're going to do everything for the person, so then the person can't do anything.
Right.
They take everything away from them because it's easier for them to cut the fruit salad or do whatever than to have the other person do it. But who are we serving here?
Thank you. I love when you ask that question, Linda. That's so perfect. And, you know, I have a big problem with this. When you do for somebody, you never give them the opportunity to do for you,
right.
Then they never get to hear thank you. And so all they do all day long is say thank you, thank you, thank you, and they don't ever get to provide care. They don't ever get to do and feel that they have purpose. And I don't care how far into any disease somebody gets. When I go into skilled nursing facilities, or when I used to be able to go into skilled nursing facilities, and I would see people sitting in wheelchairs and they couldn't do anything, I would be sincere. I don't make things up.
Right.
But, you know, I see a lady and she has a purple shirt on, and purple's my favorite color. And I would say to her, hi, I just want to tell you your purple shirt made me smile today. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you got to be sincere. I mean,
yeah,
don't
you have to
make
be sincere.
Stuff up. But
We got to wrap things up, guys.
Oh.
Okay.
But I'm very excited, and we're going to be doing some stuff together. Is it all right if I say what the title of our new presentation is going to be?
Please
so we're planning a presentation, You, Me, and Dementia. So we will keep everybody apprised of what's going on. We're just working it up now, but I think it will be educational, and I think you'll get a good laugh, and you'll get to see three people that are the real deal.
We were laughing at the title about You, Me, and Dementia. I'm thinking, okay, so you is you, and me is Maureen, and I'm Dementia.
I think we need t-shirts.
Well, I don't like t-shirts. I think we should get big buttons, and then we could swap them if we want to change roles for a little while.
That's right, yeah.
Awesome idea, Linda. Awesome. Thank you.
All right.
You can pick out who's who.
Yeah, you guess. You remember that? What was that, to tell the truth? Where can our listeners reach you guys?
Well, we have our Facebook page, which is We Are Dementia Strong. We have our podcast, which is you can find it on Anchor and a number of other podcast
platforms.
Programs.
Yep.
We are on LinkedIn, and we have a blog called A Bit of Brian's Brilliance.com.
Perfect.
And
we do a Facebook Live every Saturday morning at 10 a.m.
Right before my show, you warm everybody up.
There you go.
That's
You're
good.
Welcome.
The warm and fuzzy.
All right, guys, and I'll put all that information on my website. It's so great talking to you again. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for everything you do.
Love you guys. Have a delicious day.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
I can't wait until Lynn is back and we have those horns and I have a whole bunch of events to tell you about, but I don't have a whole bunch of events to tell you about. But I will tell you, get into one of the online support groups. There's no reason not to. I do 7 a month, and there are other people that do them. So if you go to my website and none of those ones work out for you, let me know, and I will find one that works out for you. There's a whole bunch of them. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks for my wonderful guests today. I appreciate them. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.